Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Will Aronin was on with us before. He is a lawyer at the Institute for Justice in Arlington, Virginia. Thank God for outfits like that, because they take on stuff that's happening right in front of us. Look, if there's criminal behavior and there's asset forfeiture and all that, I get it. But we've been down this road before where big cities, or fairly big cities, seem to just set up anything they want in a money grab, not in anything related to the law. They have a piece in today's paper. The city of Wilmington towed away retired graphic designer Earl Dickinson's van. He took responsibility. He had not driven it due to COVID, what was happening, etc. But what he went through, where they ultimately sold that van or scrapped it, they decided to scrap his van and sell it for parts 30 days after impoundment. There just seems to be no justice, no law here, except they're a municipality and they did what they wanted. Will Aronin joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Will, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, thank you so much for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
Well, this guy seems to be a textbook for this, and he did admit that he allowed these tickets to build up, etc. He paid some of the money, Will, and then apparently the storage charges, I think it was $910, he didn't have the money to do that. And rather than work out a plan or whatever or challenge that, what happened?
Yeah, so basically the impound companies in the city held his car hostage. They said, if you don't pay me within 30 days, we're going to scrap the car. And we just keep the entire value of it, which is exactly what happened. Now, let me just set the stage a little bit about what the city's doing. So the city, I think anyone in Wilmington knows, city issues a lot of parking tickets. But it doesn't actually run its own impound system. Instead, it hired private companies to do it, and it didn't pay these companies to run the impound system. It didn't pay them, money. Instead, the companies make money by keeping and scrapping many of the cars that they tow. And then they just keep all the value. They don't compensate the car owners. It's like you said in the intro, it's all about money.
Yeah. And you get into that sort of hell, and that cannot be constitutional. Is that what the argument is?
It is absolutely not constitutional, which is why we brought this lawsuit to allege it. We have six causes of action because it violates the Constitution in so, so many ways.
It's the taking clause, right? The Fifth Amendment, though, mainly, I think.
That's our first cause of action. Exactly right. So basically what happens is the city issues parking tickets and then tows cars solely to secure payment of those tickets. Then it will, if you don't get the car back in time, or if you don't pay the whole demand, the company scrap the car and they keep the value. What's crazy and why it's a takings violation is, A, they don't even credit the value of the car towards the parking tickets, and B, they certainly don't return the excess value. So one of our clients, her name is Amira Shahid. She had $300 of tickets. They towed her car for those tickets. They scrapped it. Her car was worth about $4,000. She's a disabled grandmother, and she lives on a very fixed income. She couldn't afford it. So they scrapped her $4,000 car over $300 in tickets and then didn't even credit those tickets. The city's still coming after her for them.
It's stunning. And I wanted people to know this just is not Wilmington. In any number of cities you guys work in, the last time we talked here about stuff in Philadelphia, stuff like this can go on. and it's driven by money versus what should be public policy, particularly when you put it into the hands of a company whose only interest is to get money by the end of the line stuff here. How much of this is going on, though? Is this across the country in various places you see stuff like this?
It's horrible. The impound and ticketing and towing abuses are just, they're staggeringly offensive. So the Institute for Justice, my firm, we have a class action suit against Chicago for the way they impound and store and tow cars and go after innocent owners. And honestly, the way Wilmington started is, if you remember when I was on your show, we were looking at Philadelphia.
Right.
And Philadelphia and Wilmington are in the same federal circuit, so there's a lot of legal overlap. And we're hoping to establish law that works for Delaware, for Philadelphia, and hopefully ultimately for the whole country. But PPA is quite abusive, as I think your listeners know, too.
Oh, well, if there's more abusive out there in the country, we stand second to none. You should know, Will, there's a new person who's taken over PPA, but I don't have high hopes. She's dodging me to come on with my producer, Dan, so we'll see if they do that. It's predatory. It's not about enforcement as far as people that are just ignoring everything. It seems to me, boy, if you get that grandmom and the fixed income in there in court, it's going to be pretty hard to rip off a $4,000 car. You know, the Constitution, sometimes there's a perceptual sense of this, too. If that's not excessive with a woman like this, I don't know what is.
That's exactly right. And for the PPA and for your listeners, we have our eye on the PPA in Philadelphia, too. So as you hear more about it, have me back on. I'm happy to keep looking at this. We just don't think the way they go after people and their cars. I mean, you know, cars are so important to everyone's life. It's how people get around. It's how they go to the mm-hmm. doctor, how they visit family. Like these cities and Wilmington, they're just taking people's cars to make some money off them. And the Constitution just does not allow for that.
Will, what's the best thing for people to keep handy? Because when we see it, we do call upon you for the Institute of Justice in Arlington, Virginia, if they wanted to contact you. Is there a website?
Yeah, ij.org. Just IJ, Institute for Justice, ij.org.
Thank God you guys are out there. I just like your attitude, too, which is straightforward to go after them, but it doesn't drip with overall attack, and you're not cynical about this. Like, what are we going to do, throw our hands up? You get wins on this stuff because they have to comply with it. This is the broader thing, not just parking. If we have to comply with the laws they make, they have to comply with their own laws.
Oh,
I mean, they don't get a pass.
Yeah, absolutely. And first, thanks for the compliment about liking our attitude. I'm going to tell my wife you said that someone likes my attitude. But, you know, these programs, these types of abusive systems, not just towing, but towing throughout the country, but other types of fines and fees, they target people who are genuinely marginalized and cannot fight, or the cities think cannot fight back. So I am truly, like, I am blessed and privileged to be able to work at a place that lets me take these cases and say and fight back for people like that, and well, really establish that the law does not let cities get away with taking people's stuff.
Will, just keep us in the loop with Dan, would you please, as this continues. We'll definitely have you back, and we want to hear more.
Anytime. I'd love to be back on.
Thank you, Will. Will Aronin here on Talk Radio 1210 from the Institute for Justice. And again, look, I just said, take a look at these cities. Wilmington had per capita this murder rate and all. Typically, this is the equation. They're weak on real crime, homicide, things of that nature, drug dealing that's involved in all this violence. And yet, when it comes to coming after people, though, when it comes to, you know, we've often said they don't care so much about murder, governments, but you don't pay your taxes or something like this. If they can nail you on some kind of fine storage and all the nonsense that goes with it, then they go all out. Why is that? They want the money. With the other, well, you know, it's inconvenient to them, the murder rate in Philadelphia, Wilmington, or wherever it might be. This is a good guy, good organization. We got a great relationship with them. So if you end up in something like that, the thing to do, I'd contact them if you can't afford a lawyer. And a lot of these people can't. That's why they end up in. Imagine $4,000 cards a grandmom scrapped over something like this. The asset forfeiture in cities is not driven by public policy many times. It's driven by just get whatever money we can, and what are you going to do about it? You can't fight City Hall, that kind of thing. Now, this is a takings Fifth Amendment case. I don't know. They mentioned the Eighth Amendment here, but definitely this is excessive. At least you hope courts are going to see it that way, and I think they will. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hey, Dan, how's that going with the Philadelphia Parking Authority? Getting them on.
No movement. Nothing.
No movement. Nothing. All right, stay on. Nope. I mean, I don't think I had that bad of a relationship with Ms. Grossman, but maybe that's the case. But because our listeners would inundate us with questions or comments about what needs to be reformed there. And you should know, by and large, the parking authority in Philadelphia is Republican run. So I'm even handed on this. I'm not just going to blame Democrats or whatever. That's they got others there too, but they are out of control, up and down the line. This is one of the principal things. Remember that documentary series on Philadelphia, Parking Wars, went on for 3 or 4 years on A&E? Remember that one scene? The big scene, Dan, if you Google it, you'll see it. For whatever reason at that time, parking on Walnut Street, I think on the outbound, on the left side, you can't go on the right, was not from at 4 o'clock you had to move, as it is in many places. It was 3:30, I think, in some blocks. And people always thought it was 4, forgot about it. So at the beginning of one show, maybe in the first one, they have all these ticket people lined up, and the guy screams, "Go and get them!" And they run down the streets writing tickets. And this goes out to a national TV audience. And people like Ed Rendell and all were appalled. He said, all the good work that I've done, we're putting on a show that shows how predatory this group is. People were writing in from Iowa. I was going to come to your town for a wedding. I'm not going to do it. You know, it's the attitude. They're good at this type of stuff. When it comes to going after you and taking money, Stu Bykofsky, our friend, has been all over them too over the years. And it never seems to end. And Republicans have been in charge of this by and large. We'll see if she'll come on and answer, well, what's she going to do to reform this? What's the other side of it? You just can't have people violating park. We get that. But then you have predatory parking lot fees, etc., that city council and others, they're the ones that channel that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.